Well, here's some breaking news. We're about to have some breaking news as to the update as far as the Roosters and or the Swannies, because our man Nick Davis has literally just walked out of a meeting relating to COVID, and I believe he's on the line. G'day, Nick.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Mate, going all right,
Nick. I'm negative too, just by the way.
You've got it back already.
Yeah, all good. No, we all got in last night in regards to the Swans, and were tested and have got negative. So, yeah, all systems are go. Still for the game on Saturday.
Oh, you beauty. So what does that mean for you, Nick? You work for both the Roosters and the Swans. Are you basically stuck in the Swans bubble for now?
Similar to last year. If both competitions going to a bubble, then yeah, it'll be primarily the Swans one for me, and then working through that with the Roosters and how that sits. But in saying that, look, yeah, crossing over, I was at Roosters training yesterday, but my COVID test from last night's negative, so that's for both teams. So I'm all good. I'm okay.
Now, Nick, I've done some research on yourself, mate, because the AFL, I've kept asking some silly questions, but one of my clients at my gym is a long-term Swans follower. Regards the game last week, Geelong, and they come and they won with 2 points in the last minute of the game. Let me just read this text. Tell us about it. Is it anything to do with the win back in 2005, you were involved in a semi-final at the SCG. Can you run us through it? Did you a highlight in any stage?
Oh, I might have done a little bit in the last quarter spot in the semi-final, but look, it was pretty similar. It was a night game against Geelong last week, and the boys were able to come away with a win in the last minute. And look, it probably could have been reversed. That obviously the AFL have come out and probably mentioned that. You know, there might have been an incorrect decision for the Giants, and they might have, Jeremy Cameron might have had to have an opportunity to kick the game winner, but luckily for the Swans, they didn't pay that mark, and yeah, we were able to get a win. So yeah, it was being there at the ground, it was very similar to that 2005 semi-final as well. But look, Pats kicked one goal, and I kicked four, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say, exactly, because he sent down the bottom in brackets. Nick kicked four goals in the fourth quarter in what was probably the best finals performance by an individual in the modern time. So that's fair going, mate. Congrats.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, Davo, now this continues to happen where the Swans and the Roosters are having a similar bit of fortune. They either win together or they lose together. They're off the bit a little bit, the Roosters, though, with injury, aren't they, at the moment? It's been a tough old week.
Yeah, look, they are. And you know, some of the... Eventually, you know, it can take its toll. But, look, this side is showing great, you know, great resilience and great grit. And they just keep finding a way to win. And, look, you got to replace now Lindsay Collins, Sam Verrills and Brett Morris, who'd be... You know, walk-up starts in any other team in the competition. So, look, they just keep finding a way to win. And look, while you know, there's a kickoff every, it's going to be Friday night, they're going to put themselves out there with an opportunity to win. And, look, it's a credit to the players and the staff that look, you put in that injury toll on any other side and the performance wouldn't be the same. So, it's been great to watch. And, look, I'm looking forward to the game again on tomorrow night.
Are you going to take the rap for the little kick he did across? It wasn't really. It was a beautiful kick. Wasn't it? He was going to pass it. He ducked under a head-eye tackle. He changed feet from the right to the left. Little, it was an unbelievable pass, kick, whatever you want to call it. Do you guys practice that stuff at training?
Oh, we do. But look, I won't take too much credit. He's a bit of a natural, Sam. But look, I don't mind it if he kicks it instead of passes it, because at the end of the year it might go down as a kick try, not a normal try. So. I'll take him when I can, but look, he's just such a great talent, and he's got a real balance at the moment of playing a structure, and then once that ball goes into sort of a live scramble play, he's just a natural player, and look, yeah, you can practice those things, but you've got to be able to think as well. Imagination is something, Spud, that I think is so great, and you'll be at kicking training and you'll give him an idea and he won't be hesitant. He'll go, yeah, I'll try it. And it might work, but it might not. But that's sort of, you know, that youthful exuberance that he's got. And for a young kid, he's doing a pretty good job.
I met a fellow during the week, Nick, a very famous AFL player. In fact, he He won many grand finals. I think he might have won four grand finals. But yesterday it was his birthday. He turned 63. He tipped me a horse that was paying $81, got backed into about $20. He said, oh, it's worth having something on it. I had nothing on it. It won. Dipper Dement, the great Dipper. What a wild show the Dipper is.
No, he's a good man, the Dip. He's very good. Oh, I reckon he might have won, if you're including day and night premierships, I reckon he's up around the six or seven.
Wow.
I did a tour. I was lucky enough to play 2 years of the international rules, actually, for Australia against Ireland. And Dipper was our, we dubbed him Van Waldo. He was our party liaison. So wherever we went, he was in charge of going to find the best pub in town and sorting out a bit of a bar tab for us. But the Melbourne people or anyone that knows AFL, he's a legend of the game, Dipper.
Hey, Nico, before we go, it is, speaking of birthdays, it is the 60th birthday today of George Clooney. Who's your man crush? We've got plenty of people texting in there, man crush, 0457 736 736. Who's your man crush? I suggested Mark Wahlberg. Who did you land on, Spud?
The Rock.
The Rock?
You can smell what The Rock's cooking.
Mine's a bit close to home. Joseph Manu is my man crush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit close to home too. But,
that
yeah.
is very close to home. Joey Manu. No, I like that. Hey, we've got to go, Nick, because there's some big, big breaking news that's landed, which we'll get to after the break. But Jarryd Hayne has been sentenced. So stay with us right here on SEM. But, Nick, we appreciate your time.
All right, boys. Every time. Love it.